From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new steps against terrorism. The United Nations Security Council is expected to adopt new measures Thursday to stem the flow of cash to terrorists of the Islamic State group. For the first time, finance ministers of the 15-nation council will be meeting to adopt the resolution. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Top U.S. lawmakers from both major political parties are expressing concern about Pakistan's growing nuclear arsenal. They say Pakistan remains a haven for terrorists and a source of radical Islamic thought. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing Wednesday to examine Pakistan's counterterrorism cooperation, its education reform, and U.S. aid to that country. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of autonomy. This is VOA News. Pro-government and rebel armed groups in Yemen have accused each other of breaking the UN-mediated ceasefire. Henry Ridgewell reports.
There were reports of Saudi-led airstrikes Wednesday in the capital Sana'a and ground fighting in the southern city of Taiz. Both sides blamed each other for breaking the ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday at the start of peace talks in Switzerland, UN Special Envoy to Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed appealed for compromise. He said Yemen is being eaten up by fire from all sides. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen points to improvements in the economy.
It also recognizes the considerable progress that has been made toward restoring jobs, raising incomes, and easing the economic hardship of millions of Americans.
Within minutes, major U.S. banks increased their prime lending rates to key business customers. The Fed said it could continue to boost the rate in 2016. President Barack Obama plans to hold private meetings with the families of the victims of the December 2nd California terrorist attack. The White House says Mr. Obama will stop in San Bernardino, where the attack took place, on his way to spend Christmas in Hawaii. Meanwhile, FBI Director James Comey says U.S.-born Syed Rizan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tafshin Malik, the couple that carried out the assault, made a commitment 2 years ago to launch an attack even before they met in person. Comey says there is no evidence the two were part of a larger group.
We still see in San Bernardino no indication of direct contact with foreign terrorist organization, and obviously that would include any direction from foreign terrorist organization. We still have not seen evidence, although we constantly look for it and are still working on it, that they are part of an organized cell of some sort.
James Comey. The U.S. has updated its terrorism alert system, adding an alert bulletin. It's intended to inform the public of developing terrorist threats. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson unveiled the new warning in Washington Wednesday. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. National and regional leaders in Somalia have ended 3 days of talks in Mogadishu on how best to hold elections in 2016. The leaders decided to dissolve the government next September. They have also decided against prohibiting the president and members of parliament of seeking re-election. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.